Hey, welcome back to the Apparatus Architect, from the apparatus drawing board to the apparatus floor, with Mike Wilbur and Tom Shan. We continue our tour at Fire Expo 2006, walking through the display floor, and we find ourselves in the KME booth. A really terrific rig that they have on display is a mid-mounted 100-foot tower. It is a five-section. I happen to have worked with one of these apparatus in Blackwood, New Jersey. It has a tremendous scrub area, can do an awful lot on the fire ground. This particular unit is a Quint. It's equipped with a pump and a tank and a hose bed. It has a relatively modest set of portable ladders to make room for the pump and the tank and the hose. But it's a nice looking unit and a really functional unit on the fire ground.
The other two units in the KME booth is engine 8740, a brand new KME engine for Manhasset Lakeville Company number 4, top mount unit. It's, again, it's interesting to see how people are interpreting the NFPA TIA on covering and enclosing hose beds and crosslay areas. The running board hose wells and the front hose wells on this unit are equipped with Velcro straps to retain the hose on this particular unit. And on the aerial cat that Brother Mike was just mentioning, they actually used a little hinge door at the back to enclose the supply line bed on the tower ladder. The other unit in the booth is a nice little short wheelbase non-walk-in rescue for Atlantic Hook and Ladder Company in Port Washington, New York, up on the north shore of Nassau County. Pretty well equipped with the tools and equipment. That's one of the nice things here about coming to the Firehouse Expo in Baltimore, that a goodly number of the units, engines, trucks, and rescues come to the show fully equipped. So it gives firefighters and officers and truck committees a much better idea as to at least how other people may be setting up their apparatus, and get some ideas as to how to bring those back home to their own department. Right, I'm moving on down the aisle in the E1 booth. We have a tandem axle pumper tanker, Tanker 503, from the Dumfries Triangle Volunteer Fire Department, which is in Prince William County, Virginia, just below Fairfax. Unit with double high side compartments and a hydraulic ladder rack. Unique feature on this that Mike and I haven't seen too many times, they've actually used a type of rhino coating on the pump panel on both the left and the right side in place of the standard stainless steel, or in some cases vendors use black vinyl pump panels. Non-scratch, non-mar surface, and probably a little bit easier to maintain. Sitting next to the tanker is a large command unit on a Spartan chassis for the Arlington County, Virginia Fire Department. This unit's equipped with a rollout slide-out module to increase the room inside of the body, with a right side access door and a couple of easily deployable canopies over the right side of the body, which is kind of unique. Rather than just having one cover the whole body side, they've got a separate little canopy that can be deployed over the access door, and then the rearmost canopy covers the back portion of the body with some of the compartmentation and where the communication station is set up.
Okay, we're looking at an E1 95-foot rear-mounted tower. It's going to Manotuck out on Long Island, New York. Again, a beautiful unit. One of the outstanding features of this unit is that it's equipped with 192 feet of portable ground ladders. The unit tends to be laid out extremely, extremely well. It's a Quint apparatus. It has a complement of hose. It has a complement of pike poles and a huge complement of portable ladders. It has a standard emergency one outrigging jack system, which is probably one of the best in the industry. It takes very little room to set this apparatus up out on the fire ground. The unit's also equipped with breathing air to the bucket. It has one 2,000 gallon per minute nozzle, multi-stream nozzle. Again, a nice unit, a good representation from Emergency One out here at Firehouse Expo.
Okay, we're up here in the Sutphin booth, and we're taking a look at a Monarch rescue pumper built for the Gettysburg Volunteer Department in very historic Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Units built on a 190 wheelbase, a nice short overall length of 30 feet 8 inches, probably one of the shortest, most compact rigs that are on display here. It's equipped with a 1500 GPM Hale Q-Max pump and a 750 water tank. Has an aluminum body, but a couple of the features that really are make this unit stand out is low mount cross lays. Typically the cross lays end up being positioned up over the fire pump, and in this case there's a short little probably 12 to 14 inch section built in ahead of the fire pump where there's two slot loaded inch and three quarter cross lays loaded in a Minuteman or shoulder load style, and it's protected by a very close webbed strapping arrangement that has quick release straps that are very similar to what is used on a SCBA bracket. You pull two of the top of the clips and the whole webbing assembly drops down. Pump panel, they did a great job of color coding the individual discharges, and what's also kind of unique here is that a couple of the discharges are actually labeled for the type of hose that's attached to it. There's a left side 2.5-inch pre-connect line that's actually labeled as the Blitzfire for the step board or the tailboard gun, and then a 300-foot inch and three-quarter and a 200-foot 2.5 coming off the back. So as we wander around to the rear of the apparatus, lo and behold, we find that that 750-gallon water tank didn't push the water tank up 80 or 90 inches in the air. They used an L-shaped tank, and that hose bed, I would estimate, is probably somewhere between 60 to 62 inches off the ground. It's got a 200-foot stepboard gun, a big bed of 5-inch, and a couple of additional Minuteman-loaded pre-connected lines. So very well set up and designed rig, and again, on a 190-inch wheelbase and an overall length of under 31 feet. This gets Tom's two thumbs up as a very, very well set up and designed engine.
Hi, we continue on in the Sumpton booth. We have a Sumpton mini ladder, combination pumper ladder. Interesting about units like this unit, it's a 70-foot ladder, and many departments have to make a choice because of it being on a single axle configuration of exactly what they want to have on the truck. Generally, portable ladder complement affects how much water and hose can fit on the truck, and so some departments choose to have more of a ladder, a smaller 70 or 75 foot ladder with a pump on it, versus other departments that want to have more of a pumper that just happens to have an aerial device on the top. And this particular unit is set up more of a pumper type configuration with the aerial device on top. It has a nominal 89 feet of ground ladders complement. It has pre-connected cross lays. As stated earlier, the standard Sumpton 70-foot mini ladder with a pre-piped waterway. It has sufficient room for probably well over 1,000 feet of 5-inch hose on the unit. And it has, again, one of the better jack systems in the industry, where it takes just one set of jacks and it takes very little room to set the unit up on the fire ground. It really is an all-in-one unit, and it carries a lot of firepower on it, a nice-looking unit.
A couple of other units that are on display are a Spartan chassis demonstrator pumper in the Four Guys booth. It's a little bit unique because it's got a full Robinson roll-up door enclosing the entire hose bed. It's electrically operated, so when the door is closed, the hose is completely encapsulated on all four sides. Appears like it'd be a good idea. Certainly meets the intent of the NFPA standard. Just want to make sure that you can be able to deploy your lines when you need them. And a design like that certainly would preclude you from having your supply line extending down low for personnel to be able to reach without having to step up on the back of the unit, or if your department operates LDH hose with some type of four-way valve or a UMAT valve or something like that, would preclude you from using that. There's also on display is a Spartan chassis demonstrator non-walk-in rescue from Rescue 1. It's available, and it's pretty well set up with a nominal number of trays and shelves and things and so forth. Moving up the line a little bit into the American LaFrance booth, units on display include a 21.5-foot non-walk-in aluminum-bodied rescue truck that's going to Walter Reed Army Medical Center Fire Department, which is located in the northern section of Washington, D.C. It's a federal fire department, and they operate a couple of engines, rear mount ladder, and now this hazmat unit. Also on display is for Manchester Fire Department in Connecticut, full double high side rescue pumper that includes a hydraulic tilt down ladder rack and in enclosed topside storage compartments. One of the kind of unique features of that was shown also by a couple other vendors here. Once again, we're recognizing firefighters aren't getting any taller, so they've located multiple cross lays ahead of the pump, and they've brought them out full width of the cab rather than keeping them at the standard 72-inch width in the pump enclosure. And by bringing those out, it gets the lines a little bit lower down to the ground. Also on display in the booth is a Boston Whaler boat and one of the ambulances for Prince George's County, Maryland. Yes, that was Brother Wilbur you just heard in the background. He's on the boat. As soon as we can get this down to the inner harbor, we'll be shipping him out, and he can be creating some havoc here on the local waterways. Okay, we're over here in the HME Aaron's Fox booth, where they have a short wheelbase pumper built on in a model 1871 SFO cab and chassis. Has a painted steel bumper, a pre-connected front trash line, and a intake line. A couple of unique features on this rig: features all LED lighting, including inside the compartments, all the running boards and the marker lights, full stainless steel pump panel, including all the framework, and the stainless steel bodies, a little bit unique construction features to what some other folks in the industry use, where they have welded bodies. This uses a bolted style construction, and the interiors of the compartments are all natural stainless steel. You get a quite a bit of light reflectivity. All of the running boards as well, instead of using standard tread plate, which is almost pretty much industry standard, they use 3/16 aluminum embossed tread plate that meets the 1901 standard. This unit is built completely out of stainless steel and has been punched through on a machine, so it has a non-slip surface. The hose bed is once again designed to be extremely low, and believe this unit has a 500-gallon water tank, looks to be a bulk tank all the way at the front of the hose body. But in this hose bed, I'm barely 5'10", and you can actually look into the hose bed. It's so low. It's set up with a large bed of LDH, a stepboard gun, and a small pocket for a couple of roof hooks, and a backboard. Since a lot of engine companies doing EMS duties, are a lot of cases it's difficult to try to find room to where to slide that 72-inch backboard. Sometimes you can pocket underneath the hose bed between the tank and the water tank, or build a pocket into the hose bed itself, or in this case it's built into a pocket into the hose bed divider. Units equipped with a hydraulic tilt-down ladder rack, and again, kind of a unique unit in that it's an extremely short wheelbase and designed to operate in urban settings. One of the other items that we notice in walking around the floor is that while most of the engine companies were equipped with a top-mounted deck gun, in many cases the gun was not easily deployed from either its position, whether it's a side mount or a top mount panel, but the fact that in many cases the gun, even with an extender gun, would have somewhat of a limited range of operation, and certainly nothing approaching 360 degrees of what you're looking for. This particular unit's equipped with, I guess, what a lot of people would refer to as an FDNY-style manual gun, in that rather than having standard crank controls to control the vertical and horizontal movement of the gun, it's done with two series of hand wheel locks, as well as a handle that enables the gun to be rotated rapidly and moved if you were using it to move the line from window to window. And I guess most importantly, it's set up with a short little slug stream shaper and a set of four quad stack tips where you can get some reach and penetration. Understand that if you're spending upwards of a couple of $1,000 to put a master stream device on top of the pumper, the worst thing you can do is to go put an automatic fog nozzle on there, unless the only thing you're ever going to be doing is either A, decontamination, or B, helping the local nursery water their plants as you happen to be out driver training in the area. So the use of stream shaper and stack tips is certainly the preferred way to go anytime you're using a top-mounted gun or using a tailboard gun or bomb line. Okay, wrapping up our tour here, we're in the other wing of the exhibit hall, and there's a Spartan chassis non-walk-in rescue or special operations vehicle for the Dover, Delaware Fire Department. And I know that department's a little bit unique, and that I believe it's one of the few, if possibly the only, state capital fire department that's protected by an entire volunteer fire department. Confirmed by Mr. Matthews, it is the only one. So they have a 12-bay body, roll-up door body that carries a lot of their other technical and special ops equipment. Also on display over in this wing is a canteen unit for the Annandale Volunteer Fire Department in Fairfax County, Virginia, a Pierce Enforcer demonstrator unit, a snozzle unit that's built by Crash Rescue Systems that's installed on an HME chassis. And then wrapping up, we have a Spartan chassis crimson pumper with, once again, a low hose bed at the rear. Somewhat of a unique feature in the wheel well area, has the capability of storing a combination of SCBA bottles, the folding wheel chocks that we use, as well as some additional storage compartment space. This unit is going to Engine Company 9 in the Center Reach New York Fire Department, which is out in Suffolk County. Also has somewhat unique feature of, on the pump panel, the upper gauge panel on the above where normally would be in a completely vertical plane, is angled out to provide some more storage space on the officer side and to make it a little bit easier to read over on the pump operator side. We just commented about deck guns, and while this unit has a appears to have a 10-inch or 12-inch raised roof, this gun is set up to operate with an extend-a-gun feature, is set up with the standard crank controls, but once again has the all-important about a 12-inch to 14-inch long stream shaper and a set of quad stack tips to be able to operate. When you're laying out pump panels, it's one of the things that once your unit gets on order, but prior to doing the pre-construction conference, you want to spend a little bit of time working with the vendors to lay out the panel, or to at least to inquire how they would propose to lay out the panel with respect to the gauges, gates, and discharge controls. Going around to the front of the rig, this unit has a trash line as well as a elbow for the sleeve intake, and it has a hinged lift-up door to fully enclose both of those lines, and has little notches both at the front and the rear corner to allow the hose to be enclosed in there. So that's what they did to be able to meet the NFPA standard. At the pump panel itself, the upper gauge panel, which is angled out, is really a nice feature because it brings everything a little bit closer in line for the engineer or the chauffeur operating the piece. And this particular unit is one of the few that are at the show that was equipped predominantly all with crank controls for each of the discharge valves. The NFPA requires on a 3-inch or larger line to use a slow opening device, and that can be achieved depending on the manufacturer of the brand of the ball valve that you're using. Can be used in some cases with the linear actuator operating a crank control or a push-pull control. This particular unit just has the standard push-pull controls, or pull rods as they're referred to, for the tank fill and the tank to pump line. Then all the other discharges from the front bumper lines to the deck guns to all of the individual discharges left, right, and rear are all controlled via hand cranks, which makes it a little bit easier and simpler of operation for the pump operator, and has a position indicator to tell you whether you're open or closed or somewhere in between. So a pretty well thought out unit, and congratulations to the folks at Engine Company 9 in Center Reach. I'm sure they'll be happy and proud to run the unit. Yeah, we noticed behind it there, we had mentioned about the snozzle from Crash Rescue, and that's a 65-foot unit. You typically see those used a lot of times in airport rescue firefighting and used on crash units of different design. They are used by some departments in a structural nature, and that midship-mounted unit gives you the ability to reduce the overall length of the apparatus and not have it impede or intrude into the hose bed, where a rear-mounted device, snorkel brand squirt or telesquirt, takes 24 to 26 inches of your hose bed space and is a rear-mounted device, where then the unit folds and articulates and goes over the front of the cab. So this particular unit is available as a demonstrator unit, and it's built with an Alexis body and kind of nice rig.
That about ends this edition of the Apparatus Architect from the apparatus drawing board to the apparatus floor. This is Mike Wilbur and Tom Shan reporting from the 2006 Firehouse Expo. And remember, any apparatus questions that you may have, please email them to apparatusarchitect@firehouse.com. Thank you.